Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Well, yeah, honey. in the jungle.
Yeah, down here.
Oh, boy, that sounds good.
Just what I needed to wake me up. That was Fat Man, Fats Domino, Barrel House. Sam the Man Taylor with Lookout. Joe Houston with some of that offbeat. King Curtis and Mickey Baker with Just Smoochin'. We opened up with Chuck Higgins and Walk. That's Duck Walk. You having a good time with that mic stand there, Il Bruce?
Yeah.
We got Il Bruce here, our color commentator.
Greetings, Tri-State area.
And we brought a special guest. Getting a lot of, you know, people saying, oh, you play the same old junk every week. It's true. But we brought out Warren from the Empire State Soul Club for an extended soul caboose thing here. So, Warren, you're promoting this thing tomorrow night. Tell the folks about it.
Yes, we've got a dance tomorrow at Tramps, 15th Street in Manhattan, 125 East 15th. It's our Christmas party with the Empire State Soul Club.
Are you going to play Backdoor Santa?
You bet. And what? Many other Gee Whiz, It's Christmas, all that groovy stuff.
I ain't like old St. Nick. He only come but once a year. A line that will live forever in my mind. We got a State of the Vibe report coming up later. Aren't you thrilled? And
what is up with the vibe, man?
Our vibe meister is on a tear to end all tears.
I hope he does it live from the Mad Dog's truck.
Yeah, scrap iron truck on East 11th Street, folks. That's where the Vibe Report will be coming from today if you want to go out there and look at it.
It's the one that's up on 40 cinder blocks.
At this point, more likely than not. Anyways, we have anything to announce? Let me look at the announcement for it. There's never anything I like. Oh, Gary Lucas, our old pal Gary Lucas from the Captain Beefheart Band will be on the air here on WFMU East Orange. It's tomorrow night, December 13th, from 5 to 8 p.m. And that'll be worth hearing.
Definitely. I've seen that guy play. He's amazing.
Maybe I'll have some good angel dust stories concerning famous rock singers. Anything in the musical world here?
What musical world?
It is a very unmusical world.
Musical moon.
Elliot Sharp is playing. Yeah, I was at The Voice the other day turning in. No, this is funny. I was at The Voice the other day turning in my Midnighters thing, and they had this letter from Elliot Sharp about a bad review. And evidently he had just called there or something. This guy's like really seriously, vehemently bitching about something somebody wrote about him in The Voice, which always makes these guys look 10 times worse than you already thought they were.
It's like rule number one. You don't cut your own hair, and you don't respond to criticism. I mean, if you're like in that, the kind of business where people like criticize you, you know. The Sting thing was unbelievable, man.
That was a classic.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to the sounds here. With Eddie Floyd, this is from the courtesy of the Empire State Soul Club, and our pal Warren here with Good Love, Bad Love. Send this out to Roscoe.
Yeah.
this is a hit!
Knock me out of my track.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah, town barely here. Sort of here.
All
anyway,
kinds of good dead air happened.
All kinds of good dead air happened. We can start all over again.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Anyway, well, we're going to do a soul caboose every other set to make up for the fact that Don Cornelius does not know what to do with these rap guys that he has to interview every morning.
Now, which one of you guys is the jam master?
Yeah, Kurt.
Yo, B, that's me.
No, I'm McMaster, that Jam Master.
Can you read?
With our boy, our friend Warren here from the Empire State Soul Club. You want to tell us what we heard? In case you forgot, you can try to read my handwriting.
Yeah, first up was Eddie Floyd, the great Eddie Floyd, Good Love, Bad Love. Nice reverb there from Steve Cropper. Next up was Otis Clay, he of the massive mouth. I'm satisfied.
The girls like that.
Satisfied. James Carr, everyone's favorite vegetable, with Love Attack. And Chuck Brooks, a great American Studios production, Ba Ba Black Sheep. And then that last one was Mabel John, Little Willie John's sister, as a matter of fact. It's catching.
Wow.
Certainly it is.
So evidently when Charlie Records released the King catalog, they found all these letters from Little Willie John. I'll sign away all my songwriting royalties. Just get me out of this prison. It's like really sad letters.
Yeah, it is too bad.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Little Willie John killed a guy in a bar at the height of his career and died in prison in Seattle.
Annually makes the Seattle prison annually makes like the top 10 worst in the nation.
Yeah,
it's like one of the ways they get people in Los Angeles to cop leads and stuff is threatening to send them to Seattle. You know?
But Warren does this thing as the Empire State Soul Club, and it'll be tomorrow night at Tramps on 15th Street. He DJs, plays all these old soul records for people to dance to. Now I've DJed live. I hate it. I hate having to look at people that I don't know when I'm doing this thing. They get these
kind of hate looking at you, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I don't, you know. Steve Earle fans like it.
Yeah, really.
But you know, you'd be DJing, you'd be playing a bunch of old R&B records, and some jerk comes up and asks, they want to hear the Monkees or you know.
You got any Madonna?
Yeah. People would have come up and asked me to play reggae, and I just play My Boy Lollipop 5 times in a row.
It's weird when they're, like, close, though, you know? It's weird when they're sort of in the parking lot of the ballpark,
punch,
you know?
Yeah,
exactly, because it's like, well, I'd really like to hear some excellent Creedence. It's like, no, man, you didn't quite make it. Sorry.
Mm. So, I mean, what do you usually do? What do you do to get the animals away from you?
I just ignore them. You try to educate them, but of course you're wasting your time and everybody's. You know.
Yeah, you know, basically. Well, I hope you're making a bunch of money off of it.
Oh, sure, rolling in it. That's why I'm here today.
Records are heavy.
Yes, you notice.
I actually have to DJ the High Times Christmas party.
I can't wait
for them.
Expect a big tip after that one, huh?
Well, no, I'm getting paid for it. I'm also planning on dropping acid and being totally dysfunctional for the whole thing.
That'll help.
It will. Anyways, for those of you who didn't make it to the Midnighter show last week, I'd like to take yet another opportunity to make you feel horrible and feel like a
jerk. Leave me alone, man. I was busy.
It was about the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I read about it in a voice.
Anyways.
Fine. You'll take my soul, please. E flat from the top. What is this I see? Ooh,
social birdie. Found me out in the Windy City. Somebody kissed more baby that night. My pretty baby, cause you know it wasn't right. All you women, you stand in line. Love you, baby, in an hour's time. Pretty baby, a Sunday hat. Oh, then I stole him a bit ago. Make a pretty baby, a Sunday call. Houndboat, houndboat, where you been? Up in your house, I'm gone again.
This is a hit! from the city, baby. I'm not from the town. I'm just a poor old country boy just trying to get around this rock tonight. Well, come on over, baby. Woo! Rock tonight. I wanna love you, baby, love you. Well, kiss you, baby, kiss you. Say hold you, baby, hold you. Yes, love you, baby, love you. Well, come on over, baby. Woo! Rock tonight. Baby, maybe I can learn this city rock. This rock tonight. Well, come on over, baby. Woo! Rock tonight. I'll love you, baby, love you. Well, kiss you, baby, kiss you. Say hold you, baby, hold you. Yes, love you, baby, love you. Well, come on over, baby. Woo! Rock tonight. Papa's old fox horn. We'll make believe, my baby, that it's a saxophone. This rock tonight. Well, come on over, baby. Woo! This rock tonight. I'll love you, baby, love you. Well, kiss you, baby, kiss you. Say, squeeze you, baby, squeeze you. Yes, love you, baby, love you. Well, come on over, baby. Relay rock tonight.
Heart attack, you better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna roll right off and die. Darling, I would love you long as I got breath. Everybody I know, sweetheart, they was worth it, me to death. You better get some insurance. Some insurance on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna roll right off and die. Cause I'm healthy as can be. If you got anything, you will take a hand and get a straight life on me. Girl, I knew you loved me like I know myself. Everybody I know, sweetheart, they were worth their me to death. You better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. I'll let you ever, ever say goodbye. I'm gonna roll right off and die.
Yeah, down here with and his upstarts with Run, Uncle John, run. Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks with Hey Bo Diddley. You open up with the Midnighters and What Is This I See? Mortal question. Anyways, we got any news report or something?
No, not really.
No? Why don't you hand me that? Maybe we got one. Jokes? Anybody got any jokes? Yeah. Anyway, we got Warren here from the Empire State Soul Club, who's getting us in a little soul caboose head here. You watch Soul Train?
No.
No?
Should I?
Yeah. I mean, Don Cornelius is truly great. And they have the best commercials on TV.
Yeah, it's true. All the hair straighteners and stuff.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's never been a bad Afro Sheen commercial. That doesn't come from Madison Avenue. There must be a, unless it's Madison Avenue over 96th Street.
Uh-huh.
They're just too much imagination in those things.
Yeah, it must be some other thing they're doing. Long Island City, maybe. Who knows?
Mm.
I'm not going to watch Soul Train again until they have the Mallet Man on.
Tell us about the Mallet Man.
There's some guy that put out his own record that he's put all these posters up in Midtown, and he's like, somebody, Mallet Man, something. And there's this picture of him in this really funky Earth, Wind, and Fire suit with these two lobster crackers in his hands looking ready to jam out. It says on the posters it's available in Tower Records. So go up to the girl with the blue hair there and say, I want the Mallet Man. Give me the Mallet Man. It's on Mallet Records, folks.
Maybe we have the Mallet Man record here.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I know.
What is this, Tower?
Nah, something, you know, we should have that here. Is there anything in the news? There had to be something. Sinatra Jr. It's Frank Sinatra's birthday, by the way, everybody.
Oh, boo, 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 boo.
Should you want to fire your gun into a pillow with your girlfriend hanging on the other end of the phone, today's the day to do it. Frank Sinatra Jr. is being sued by some woman he's really afraid of here.
What? He's not suing the Friedman Brothers?
No,
or Bob Green?
He rejected her. It's not all that great of a story anyway.
He's a great actor, Frank Jr.
What has he ever been in?
I saw him on Tales of the Unexpected. He was really fine, and he played like a wholesale garment guy that was sleeping with the boss's wife.
Right, hey, here's something to think about. Drag Strip Avenger fights rap.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Oil Slick. Yes.
People were like,
Miriam's favorite news story.
Out in Queens, and they were drag racing in front of his house, so he took some oil and slicked up the road, and then this kid came wailing down the road and got killed. So now I guess he's facing a manslaughter charge.
Yeah, and also the AAA is after him because it was like a vintage Mustang, supposedly. Seriously, it was like one of those Shelby Mustangs, you know.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. This, you know, you either do things or you do things, man. I mean, this guy wanted his stuff to stop, and it stopped.
You know what we used to do as kids? We would hang out in the schoolyard and smoke pot and get in all kinds of trouble, and old ladies would call the cops. Old ladies would call the cops, and the cops would come wailing around the corner of the schoolyard. Mm-hmm. You know, right on the blacktop and peel out and chase us away with their lights blaring. So one time we took all the garbage cans from the school and filled them with like bricks and stuff and lined them up. So when this cop came wailing around the corner, he hit like 14 garbage cans filled with everything we could find, you know, so they were heavy, and demolished the car, went through the window. And if anybody from the Broward County Police Department is listening, my name is Bruce Bennett. Anyway, we got a record queued up here, Johnny Taylor. Anything we should know about this disc? This is WFMU East Orange, by the way.
All you have to know about this is it's on Stax, which is the greatest label ever.
Good enough.
This is a hit.
Another day now.
was to someday own a Cadillac. He gambled for his money. The first thing you know, a pop jack and a brand new Eldorado. It didn't matter. He had no place to stay. He slept in his car at night and he drove all day. Hustling for a living, he could really shoot pool. And didn't think it was necessary to stay in school. A long white Cadillac was his claim to fame. And every year he bought a new one to keep up his name.
What's the dude's name?
Cadillac Jack. Sure was a man. Life was good to Jack, and he thought he had it made. Till he started fooling around with another fella's maid. Jack had a way with women that he couldn't understand. Why this girl refused him to stay with her man. Jack said, now listen, baby. Grabbed her by the arm. Cause he just had to show her how good he could charm. With no word of warning came a busted light. As Jack made his final mistake that night. Talking real loud, drawing a crowd. You know his name really made him proud.
What's the dude's name?
Cadillac Jack. Sure was a man. Now Jack was a legend on our side of town. Too bad the girl's boyfriend shot him down. A few days later, Jack was flat on his back, getting his last ride in a long, long black, black Cadillac.
No problems till on Sunday. He came to me one day, he said, Daddy, I got a little girl. I said, well, son, how do you know that she did you? He said, Daddy, she can do the girl. I said,
girl, baby.
Sit him down, you know. Me and him had to have a little talk. I said, son, is you sure that this girl is the girl? He said, Daddy, I'm absolutely positive that my girl is pearl. I said, well, all right, son, if that's your girl, then go on out and on the floor and do the pearl.
Pearl, baby, pearl.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah, pound here. Where did Nick go? He's supposed to be turning on the echo, and he goes, runs over there. He's probably making a phone call to Portland. It's not on. Oh, there it is. Anyways, a little more of that soul caboose thing with Andre Williams and Pearl Time by request from our friend Pearl. And the rest of that was all from Warren of the Empire State Soul Club. You can read the
Before Pearl Time, we had Andre again with Cadillac Jack. Where are we? Oh, the great Otis. Otis Redding with Just One More Day. Thursday, day before yesterday, was the 20th anniversary of his death. I can't believe it. The guy is great. He's my favorite. Etta James before that, the large and zestful Etta James.
Juicy.
Yes, well, you may. I worship the ground you walk on, so don't walk
on
me.
I'd say obese.
Yeah, but juicy. Like one of those big Thanksgiving turkeys that they make in labs, you know.
Cyril Johnson did Try Me, and Johnny Taylor up top. You can't get away from it. And we still don't know if it's the same guy as little Johnny Taylor. It's up for debate. I didn't think it was, but now you've planted the seed of doubt in my mind.
Yeah, well, I don't know either.
Yeah.
Probably a pretty common name.
Yeah.
But, anybody see the Times this Wednesday?
I don't usually see the Times. Something wrong with the ink with that paper. It always turns me brown when I pick it up.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see it except somebody told me, oh, there's something about the Midnighters, so you might as well read it. So I went to read it. They gave the Midnighters Robert Palmer, the man who walks around jamming all over town with a big black thing in his mouth. What does that mean? Very Freudian. He was in the Insect Trust, too.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah. And I know it's hard to live up to the standards of the Insect Trust, but he said the Midnighters were mediocre.
Yeah.
And this is from a guy who
raised the hackles on the back of Sonny Burgess's neck for not leaving the stage, jamming clarinet with the Sun Rhythm Section.
He wrote something really nice about the Sun Rhythm Section, so they let him get up and jam on When the Saints Go Marching In with his little clarinet. And then he wouldn't leave the stage. He stayed on there for like 5 songs while these guys were just staring daggers at him. Finally, I think one of the bouncers might have clued him in that he sounded like crap up there with him.
Yeah, no, nice train kept a rolling, Bob.
Yeah.
His girlfriend went and punched my buddy Mr. Brown in the head because he was heckling him. It's a beautiful sight. Whap! He's the best clarinet player in New York. Offensive little thing she was.
Anyway, what do we have? I think what we really need is a blues hangover.
Yeah.
Badly.
In the worst way.
Mr. Lucky Big Carter, or is that Carter Big Lucky, or any way you want to do it. Come in, Lucky.
Shake, baby, I'ma buy you a diamond ring. Well, my grandma was too old to go. She listened in on the radio. Please got happy and she grabbed her dress. First thing she hollered, a jive is a man.
Never let you go. Don't make me cry. You're going to make me cry. Saying you don't want me no more. When I find out, baby, you was walking out my door.
Shake it for me. at your little baby shaped like a willow tree. Lost your friend. Now here you come back to me with that same old lie again. But I need money. Keep your alibi. Well, I'm tired of your excuses and I don't want to hear no more lies. Play for me now.
Right on top of things, Hound here, WFMU, East Orange. Echo?
Whoop,
whoop. There it is. Duck call? Anyway, a little extended blues hangover thing there. Slim Harpo, I Need Money. Howlin' Wolf with Shake For Me. Eddie Clearwater with Hillbilly Blues. Ashton Savoy, not Scott Ashton, with I Want You. Stick McGee and One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. Champion Jack Dupree with Shake Baby Shake. And we open up with Lucky Big Carter with Gonna Break That Lock. This is the Hound. This is WFMU. And we're gearing up for the State of the Vibe report. Nick just got on the phone, right?
Oh, great. Nick, move it to another line.
Yeah. Here, this is what we'll do. We'll pick it up and we'll cut them off. Anyways, we got no jokes or nothing today. Is anybody playing this week? Do we have something to announce?
Nah.
No? That's tough.
Yeah, too darn bad. Big hello to the newlyweds.
Yeah, we went to a wedding this week.
Yeah, Whalen bachelor party, too.
Scott Curran and our suit. Well, folks, you know what this means, don't you? Wait, here it comes. Time for the State of the Vibe report. The vibes.
Mop, mop.
Hello?
No, it's not playing yet.
Nope. Air and then line. Yo. Will you do something about that there? Hello.
Nope. Oh, great. Looks like he gave up.
Hey.
Yep.
Yep. Hello.
Yo.
Oh, we found you. Miss it. We thought you were in the in telephone wire hell there.
No, but I got a special holiday thing. Check this out.
Checking.
Whoa.
Yeah!
They call him the lip, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know that for sure.
Can you squeeze that thing under your arm, man?
No, man. This is my trumpet.
I thought you...
Beautiful.
I thought you... Hey, you know Girl from Iwo Jima?
Yeah.
Play it. Roscoe, I thought you were funding your drinking spree by selling that thing.
No way! I just made $50 standing on the corner.
Good deal.
Oh my God, you're not taking over for the drug dealers they drove off our block, are you?
No. I'm just handing out these little cards that say, drink till you stink.
Bogus condos, you know?
Yeah, I hate the holidays really a lot, and the holidays are worthless. They're good for one thing only, and that's drinking heavily. It's pretty acceptable.
And playing the horn.
Everywhere. Yeah, a little horn. You gotta have your cigarette lighter, because when you go out caroling, it gets kind of cold and the valves get stuck.
You're gonna go caroling around the East Village this year? That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just gonna go to every house and ask to see if they have any of those black cotton pants, you know? I love those things.
Yeah, me too.
I think on our block we can get right through Easter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we got a State of the Vibe report from you?
Yeah, well, you know...
Am I just wasting my time here?
Well, with the drinking thing, you know, being happening and everything, I'm just, you know, into it. And the Hound turned me on to this good drink, and we've been drinking them at all the bars around here, but we...
You bet.
Give the recipe over the air, so then we don't have to explain ourselves so much
to
anymore.
Bartenders, yeah. A few of them have picked up on it. But.
It's the Hound's drink, and it's the Orange Whip. Which is absolute orange juice and soda. And it's sort of taken its...
In a tall glass with ice.
You know. And
with a lid to go.
You know. And the thing is that it comes from that Orangina stuff, which we've decided years ago. Rasta turned me on to it. It is the ultimate pot smoker's beverage.
That's true.
And so this is sort of like a boozed up Orangina. And... That's basically the thing, man. You get yourself on them orange whips and, you know, you can just blow right through this ridiculous holiday thing. I got this thing in the mail today. It's like, Dearest Eric and Jack, here's wishing you both a wonderful Christmas and a very happy special year. I mean, this girl used to send me naked pictures of herself, and what's this dribble? God, I hate the holidays. I gotta go back to work. I'm going back down to Missouri to proceed on the Audubon philosophy of recording.
Tell us about the Audubon recording method that you've discovered.
It's Audubon. On time, on budget, on drugs.
Roscoe, a sign of the beast.
Yeah,
we salute
you. Double.
Okay, let me just do a little more trumpet here.
Shoot. You want to jam with the vibes or should I shut them off?
That's enough.
We were just getting into it there.
Oh, I'm playing my school song.
Okay, Roscoe.
Fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, dude.
See you, Roscoe.
We're on that.
Rock heavily.
We are. Well, folks, that's another State of the Vibe report. From the sublime to the ridiculous to someplace beyond. And here we go. This is, again, one of the back to the soul caboose with the Astors.
won't sell my baby. She's not part of a good deal, and I'll tell anybody.
Shower tonight, forget what you need.
Folks, once again, that's Absolute, a double shot with orange juice and soda in a tall glass with ice, because the phone has been ringing off the hook about this thing. It's called an orange whip. All you bartenders, memorize it.
Back in the States.
Little dead air never killed nobody. Down here, WFMU, East Orange, with Clarence Carter and the unbelievable Backdoor Santa. Bring them drums down a little bit. We got Warren here from the Empire State Soul Club. Tell us about the rest of those.
So nice to be here. Okay, before Backdoor Santa, we had Share What You Got, Keep What You Need by William Bell. Before that, Soul Brother 6, The Incredible, Weird, Stomping, Some Kind of Wonderful. Before that, Major Lance, Investigate, incredible trombone break there. And up top, was something I can't read. The Astors and In the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. So this thing will be at Empire State Soul Club. This is what we're plugging here. Tomorrow night at Tramps. Is there a cover or anything like that?
Yes, there is. A $3 cover. We do have a membership, and if you're a member, it's free tomorrow. But
what does a membership involve?
Mainly discounts to the dances and stuff like that.
People give you money and become members?
Discount on a T-shirt. We got a T-shirt. What's that?
Becoming a member, does that involve somebody giving you a bunch of money?
Yes.
Mm.
Yearly dues, as it were.
I should come up with one of them.
The T-shirts have been sported on some of the laziest backs in Manhattan, man. They're definitely really, really fine, like accoutrement.
100% cotton?
But of course.
Great.
Just like those black things that Roscoe was talking
That's
about.
Tomorrow night at Tramps, right after Married with Children. Tell that bartender, Orange Whip. Orange Whip. I want an Orange Whip.
With a rib sidecar.
With a rib sidecar. And some champipple for the lady. And you can go down there and dance to a non-disco beat, to some stomping soul sound.
Yep.
That's right.
And if anybody goes and requests to play something danceable, we just shoot them.
And I'll be down there with my partner and co-DJ, the Empress.
The Empress. Any relation to the Duchess?
No. Would that she were, but no.
I think they go to the same tailor, though.
That's something worth seeing. Anyway, back. This is WFMU, East Orange, Eat Orange. And we'll change it up with sort of a moderated... I'm trying to change up the volume set because we played ZZ Top, Beer Drinkers, and Hellraisers 38 weeks in a row. So... Turn it up, the Yardbirds.
Thank you. I'm falling out of right. Hi, this is Brian Wilson. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you and your friends and family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You'll be hearing from me in 88.
I'm a lost and sent. I ride a vehicle.
around here. I'm going to dedicate that one to today's phone caller who mentioned the word roots rock.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It wasn't Friedman, was it?
No. You know, you get one a week. Somebody says the word roots rock, and I just want to...
They want to hear that Kajun music?
I just want to hear something that mentions the root. That was the Trogs, the last great Trogs record, Strange Movie.
Unless you... Not Live at Max's is great.
Oh, yeah? Actually, we should have played their version of Good Vibrations. That's pretty...
Reg and I are very close, actually, folks. No surprise there.
You never see your Bruce Bennett and Reggie Presley's picture taken together.
Well, we go to the same gym, that's for sure. Lifting lagers all night long. You know?
Yeah. We're the Beach Boys with Long Tall Texan. Who needs Smile when you have that to listen to?
Yeah, that was by telepathic request from the restless ghost of Dennis Wilson, who's been haunting my freezer lately. Just let that one stand.
Yeah, let's let that one stand. A little Christmas wish from Brian Wilson. Mudboy and the Neutrons, that's Jim Dickinson with Codeine. Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs, that was Roscoe's one of Roscoe's first bands with Ballad of a Thin Man.
No, let's not confuse the Roots Rock fans, man. Roscoe's not actually playing on that side.
No, but he was in that band at one point. They should get him to play trumpet.
Yeah, you get that right.
We open up with the Yardbirds before Jeff Beck's lobotomy, when he got a Les Paul.
They went to the same clinic as Clapton.
Train kept a rolling. We could always play Beck, Bogart, and Apathy live. You ever hear the version of Beck's Boogie on that?
Me neither. Funny track.
I never heard it either, but somebody told me it was good.
Yeah, I'm playing it right now on my Walkman. What do you want?
Anyway, the thing is, folks, we're gearing up for Christmas. And we don't really care. This is WFMU Eat Arn. And we got some more of our extended Soul Caboose segment with Warren Lee from the Empire Soul Club. Tell us about that. Are you looking for, like, you gonna eventually open your own... open the box and let them out? Are you going to eventually open your own club? The Empire Soul Club?
With sure, after I hit Lotto or something, yeah.
We'll be giving out next Wednesday's winning lotto numbers in a half an hour.
Get in with Gotti.
Yeah. Anyways, so what's this next thing we're going to hear?
This is the great Daryl Banks, one of the great belters of all time, and Open the Door to Your Heart.
Great belter. It was about that big, and it was white patent leather.
Just get on up and play, 'cause I've got to make it. simple that love is. Mm-hmm. Yet it confused me. Why I'm not in love, oh yeah, the way I should be.
Expect to find you tonight, Father Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book, that's pimping.
Yeah. Hal dear, WFMU, East Orange. Now that's out of the way. Anyway, Bev Warren here from the Empire State Soul Club. You want to tell us what we heard there?
Yeah, that last one was Mabel John again. Same time, same place. And let's see. Then Sam and Dave, Can't Stand Up for Falling Down. Sound familiar, sports fans? Wendy Renee, Barbecue. Eddie Floyd, Big Bird, heavy popular number on the dance floor. And Daryl Banks up top, Open the Door to Your Heart.
Mm. That set goes out to Laurie S. for bringing in the big mouths. Yes, very classy move.
Very nice.
Anyway, Bruce, you got something to announce.
I do. Apparently, the A-Bones, a very fine local combo, will be completing their video extravaganza this evening at the New Theater at
62 East 4th Street.
Around 11 o'clock, the director sort of forgot to tell us like when exactly that would be, but she said there'd be free beer, so anybody wants to come down and act like they're having a good time, which is what you folks usually do anyway, you know, come on down.
Free beer.
Yeah, free beer while it lasts.
Say it again.
The operative words here are free and beer, and they go together, like a phrase, okay?
It's like
an operative
my
phrase.
Made.
Yeah, come so on by, man. Come on, come
that's
on by.
That's a better offer than you'll get from just about anybody.
Correct.
Right. Correcto mundo.
If we're not there at 11, hang out.
If you're not there at 11, you made a fool out of yourself.
62 East 4th.
Like I said, there's nothing really up to announce, and there's no good news. What do you think of Gorby?
I'm more into the Dave Rigetti thing myself. Man. That and that girl painting her face black where I was working.
Tell us the story.
No, and I don't want to, you know.
No, you don't want to?
Henry will ill.
Oh, sorry. But the Dave Rigetti thing, tell...
$10 million for 2 years, folks. You know, you say this to people and they're like, oh, that's pretty weird. But think about it a second. $10 million for 2 years, non-exclusive contract, you can walk away after the first year. That's more than anybody that plays it, that like wears a uniform and plays a team sport has ever been paid. Now, let's think about this a second. This is Dave Rigetti we're talking about.
Yeah.
Is this like a teletype error they're having in Japan? Is that what it is? They put in Gooden and they got back Rigetti, you know? $10 million cash.
Oh,
and
I'd
all
go.
All the sideways you know what he can carry.
Boy, I'm there. But did you see who the Yankees got today?
Yeah, what, Rafael Santana?
Yeah.
Oh, shrewd move.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. The best sports thing I've seen in ages was the Lakers-Celtics. Magic Johnson's 3 seconds to go off of one leg, one arm, toss right into the baskets. Because I love to see Boston sports fans bummed. I hate them.
Yeah, well, there's some out in the parking lot waiting to talk to you.
No, I'm sure they're all Lakers fans. So this is we're broadcasting from the grounds of Uppsala College, which for a school with about 9 people has a pretty good basketball team.
So I hear.
Yeah. Anyway, last time I went, I almost drank myself to death on one of these sprees, which is about 4 years ago. This was my theme song. I haven't heard this one in a while.
What you say, boy?
Drunk.
I can't hear you, boy. Drum.
Did you play drum?
Drum.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mean old bar, like home shine, red with wine, so mellow and fine. Home all night with the swimming in the head, breeze full of film, it's a holding bed. Drum.
What'd you say?
Drum.
I can't hear you, boy.
Drum.
Did you say drunk?
Drum.
Oh, yeah.
It's a low-down dog like spin on a bar, dust till dawn, and that's where you are. Out on a party, get groovy and tight, go home and forget to kiss your baby goodnight. Drunk.
Say that again, boy.
Drunk.
Say it again.
Drunk.
Pick up, boy.
Drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Seen at the drink, so mellow and slow, get a little taste and want some more. Start out walking and just can't go, sleep for the night with the horn and door. Drunk.
What you say, boy?
Drunk.
I can't hear you, boy.
Drunk.
Speak louder.
Drunk.
Oh, yeah. Every Sunday morning my head is sore. Get out of that bed and open that door. Whiskey, gin, and wine, so doggone fine now, honey. Ain't for one more time.
Drunk.
Huh?
Drunk.
Huh?
Drunk.
Thank you.
WFMU, East Orange, Dale Hawkins, amazing sounding record, Tornado, really one of the most consistent under unknowns in rock and roll history, without a doubt.
Yep.
Drums. Junior Thompson with Raw Deal, The Killer with a live version of Good News Travels Fast, much better than the studio version. Jerry Lee's brother-in-law, father-in-law and uncle-in-law, right? And cousin and grandfather. J.R. and J.W. Brown with Drunk. Roy Hall, the original Hound, with The Dirty Boogie. Anyway, so what else is happening here? You want to announce the free beer thing one more time?
Yeah, I guess. May as well flog this one to death. Folks, at the New Theater on 4th Street in Manhattan between Bowery and 2nd, 62 East 4th, did I get that right? 62 East 4th, the A-Bones, or the Abones, depending on where in the country you're playing, will be completing their Mighty Video project. And it has something to do, apparently, with free beer. I don't think there's going to be a PA, so if we do play it, it'll just be instrumentals. But
free beer.
We're talking free beer, okay? They didn't tell us what...
This is my happening, and it freaks me out.
Correct, Z-Man. Now get out of here, you nut. They didn't tell us what time. I figure about 11 o'clock. If we're not there, wait. The free beer will be arriving shortly.
Yeah.
Clear?
It'd be a nice street to wait on.
Yeah, really.
You want to do some investigative reporting into the crack world.
Yeah. Meet some really interesting people.
Yeah. Anyway, next week on The Hound Show, Santa Hound's Xmas Extravaganza.
Yippee.
Whatever that might turn out to be, I haven't even thought about it yet, to tell the truth. We can get Eddie G's three-hour Christmas tape and bulk erase it. Anyway, we got Warren Lee here from the Empire Soul Club. There'll be a Tramps tomorrow night spinning discs for your dancing pleasure. Even
and
if you're,
drinking pleasure.
Even if you're white and you look like a jerk on the dance floor.
which accounts for at least one Soul Club member in this booth.
Not to mention Gaylord. you can hear some of these fine records, and it's $3 to get in, right? What time does it start?
Yes, actually we're starting at 6, which is a bit early, but...
How about us Married with Children fans? I guess we'll leave early. I got a VCR,
well,
actually. What am I
later.
Bitching about? I haven't been home in the last three Sunday nights. But, so what's this next thing we're going to hear?
I believe it's Jimmy Soul Clark, right? Sweet Darling?
Maybe. We'll find out.
Okay.
Here goes.
Ooh, yes,
yeah. Be my sweet darling. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love you, I love you, I love you. Dream love wants to reach my truth.
Yeah, oh dear. Well, my little radio family. It's about time for me to be carried back off on my radio.
Warren, bring the sedan chair around.
But anyway, we'd like to thank... tell us what we heard, Warren. It was last set program by Warren Lee from the Empire Soul Club. He wants you to go tomorrow to Tramps.
Be there, be square.
Spend money. Hit the bartender.
Tip me if you feel like it. I'll be the handsome gent behind the turntables. That was Carla Thomas, Unchanging Love. Before that, Otis Redding, Let Me Come On Home. Chuck Bernard, Funny Changes. James Fountain, 7 Day Lover. And Jimmy Soul Clark, with Sweet Darling, started it all up. Well, thank you for having me, sir, Mr. Helms.
Thank you for coming down. And everybody, Empire Soul Club, Tramps, that's on 15th Street between 3rd and Irving Place in Manhattan. Starts at 6, goes to about midnight or past there. And I'd like to thank Il Bruce, our color commentator.
No, thank you.
Okay. Nitro Nick, our road manager and cook. And next week, Santa Hounds, Xmas Extravaganza. By the way, we got a call from Drew Friedman. He was never sued by Frank Sinatra Jr.
Buy their book, folks.
Buy the
Good
Drew
Lord,
the Friedman
is that
Brothers
something?
Book.
It's like the only decent thing that happened in the 80s.
Yeah, it's called All Persons Living
or Dead. Similarity to Persons Living or Dead is purely coincidental.
It's an amazing book. And,
astonishing. Look for the big one, not the little one.
It's Frank Sr.'s birthday today. So you wretched old fart, this is for you.
Yeah.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream.
but I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time